Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Haskell, Brother and Sister, Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 14, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I received your letters and read them with interest. I am sure that the Lord is at work. It is not always wise to do constant work, as you are now doing, but if necessity demands that it be done for the saving of souls, then you must have faith that the Lord will give you strength and grace according to your day. The Lord is your strength. He will be your salvation. He will give you grace sufficient for your labors. But lay hold upon Him who has said, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. We must bring all the sunshine possible into our work. You must take periods of rest. It is essential when there is so great a necessity for every jot of strength and energy and aptitude to meet the circumstances around you, that you feel that you can not only touch the garments of Christ, but walk with Him as your companion, and through faith receive His healing touch to revive the mind and body for the work. It is our privilege to believe in the health-restoring power of God, the health-giving beams of the Sun of Righteousness. You may carry with you this endorsement of the power of God in your important work, "I am the resurrection and the life." John 11, verse 25. Christ wants you to grasp more of heaven's abundant resources. "Be of good cheer," He said, "thy faith hath made thee whole." Matthew 9, verse 2, 22. Why do we not have faith? Be assured that at this stage of the work, when souls are making decisions to become loyal and true to all the commandments of God, Satan's agencies will appear with vitalizing power to work against God. But greater is He that is in you than the power that controls them. Christ's peace will be imparted to all who love God and keep His commandments. Says the psalmist, "Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Psalm 119, verse 165. From Christ goes forth a power that gives men life and peace, which tunes the heart to offer praise and thanksgiving to God, and fills the heart with love for Him and for one another. Faith is the spiritual hand that touches infinity. The inner glory of God in the soul will shine forth in word, in looks, in prayers, to all who are seeking to save the souls that are ready to perish. God wants to take away the infirmities, that faith may spring up in the heart, and carry with it the healing beams, even the Redeemer's glory. We should sing with the psalmist, "O Lord, my God, Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth Thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of His chambers in the water, who maketh the clouds His chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind." Psalm 104, verse 1-3. May the Lord bless the work that is now being done, is my prayer.